What did ordinary Germans know about the secret police, the persecution of Jews and others branded undesirables by the Nazis, and the concentration camps? Historian Robert Gellately reports to us this week what he found in his search for the answer to that question. Gellately is the Strassler Professor of Holocaust History at Clark University. He's also the author of Backing Hitler, Consent and Coercion in Nazi Germany, recently published by Oxford University Press.
This book began to take shape one day as I was working in an archive in a small German town. I was reading documentation left by the Gestapo, Nazi Germany's notorious secret police. The documentation included cases of individuals who had come before the Gestapo. One of these cases concerned a young woman. An anonymous letter to the police said she looked Jewish and was supposedly having an affair, forbidden at that time, with a non-Jewish neighbor. I was surprised to find in the file a detailed newspaper story about this woman. The story made no bones about the persecution of the Jews, concentration camps, and so on. That newspaper clipping, and others I began to find, got me wondering how much information the Nazis publicized about what they were doing. What did the German people know about the secret police and the numerous persecutions? What did they know about the concentration camps, and when did they know it? And what were ordinary citizens supposed to think of such places? In trying to answer those questions, I embarked on new research, and the answers I found will come as a surprise, even a shock, to many people. For decades, I and others of my generation had been told by our teachers that the terror in Nazi Germany was carried out in complete secret. We were told nothing was ever published on such topics. In my book, I show that the Germans knew a great deal. They could read all about the Gestapo and the concentration camps in their own daily and weekly newspapers. The secret police, I found out, was not so secret after all. Hitler wanted to create a dictatorship, but one that was popular. He won recognition and respect when he cured unemployment and restored Germany to what many felt was its rightful place in international affairs. But he gained the love he craved from ordinary Germans when he tapped into long-standing German traditions about order and community. I maintain in the book that the Germans were meant to know that their country had a concentration camp system. By and large, ordinary Germans agreed with the Nazis that certain people had to be locked up. They applauded when the Nazis cleaned up the streets and conducted a war on criminals, pornographers, abortionists, and homosexuals. They also supported the Nazi persecution of Jews, communists, gypsies, and generally anyone thought to be deviant. I show that popular backing for Hitler steadily grew from the time he took over as Chancellor in 1933. It was especially strong during the first easy victories in the Second World War, and it persisted until the Allied armies made it to Berlin and finally put an end to the Third Reich.
You've been listening to Robert Gellately, author of Backing Hitler, Consent and Coercion in Nazi Germany. This is Talking History.